AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Speaker Mike Johnson is calling off a vote in the House on a six-month government funding bill as the Republican plan hits bipartisan opposition. Government funding runs out on October 1st. Johnson has been pushing to include in the spending bill a measure that would require people registering to vote to provide proof of citizenship.
I believe that we can do right by the American people and ensure the security of our elections. And I defy anybody to give me any logical argument why we shouldn't do that.
The move in the House comes as it was becoming clear the measure lacked the votes to pass. In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the bells tolled to remember the victims who died 23 years ago on Flight 93. At Ground Zero in New York, Kathy Naughton was there to remember her cousin, Michael Roberts.
You want to make sure people remember always and say the names always and never forget. And it's just every year just doesn't get easier. I don't understand why. I honestly don't.
President Biden, former President Donald Trump, and Vice President Kamala Harris stood together at Ground Zero in New York. The post-pandemic spike in inflation eased further last month. Here's the AP's Haya Punjwani.
Year-over-year price increases reached a three-year low. That cleared the way for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates next week. The report from the Labor Department showed that consumer prices rose 2.5% in August from a year earlier. That's down 0.4% from July. Federal Reserve officials have signaled that their increase confident that inflation is falling back to their 2% target and are now shifting their focus to supporting the job market, which is steadily cooling. As a result, policymakers are poised to begin cutting their benchmark interest rate from its 23-year high in hopes of bolstering growth and hiring. Haya Punjwani, Washington.
Hurricane Francine could bring storm surge and flooding as it moves closer to land in Louisiana. A Soyuz spacecraft carrying two Russians and American Donald Pettit blasted off for an express trip to the International Space Station. This is AP News. Kamala Harris landed a major celebrity endorsement. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In an Instagram post after last night's presidential debate, Taylor Swift wrote she's backing Harris, whose campaign says the endorsement was not coordinated. Running mate Tim Walz appeared to find out about it while on MSNBC, as host Rachel Maddow read the post on air.
We can accomplish so much more in this country if we're led by calm and not chaos.
Walz smiled and patted his chest.
That was eloquent, and it was clear. And that's the type of courage we need in America to stand up.
Swift says the endorsement was partially prompted by Donald Trump posting AI-generated pictures suggesting she endorsed him. Swift has a big following among young women, a key voting demographic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.